We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So when you get in a relationship, you know, we all have those thoughts that it's going to last forever. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman at US 99. And even some of us, when you get engaged, you all don't make it down the aisle to say, I do.
No. And they also say what marriage is, like, are 50-50 right now, or some last, some don't. So there's a wedding ring, there's engagement rings. What do you do with that ring? Well, even though she's not country, I'm sure you guys are all aware of Mariah Carey, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mariah Carey was married or engaged, I forget.
She was engaged.
Engaged to like a billionaire. Like
a billionaire.
Like a super rich dude.
They with broke a B.
Up. They broke up back in 2016, and she has a 35-carat engagement ring that he had given to her.
And right? Just so you know, he bought it for $10 million. All 35 right. carats. Who needs an engagement ring, first off, with 35 carats? That rock is massive.
Apparently, Mariah Carey does. Well, what Mariah Carey has done since then, reportedly, is she has sold that ring to an LA jeweler for $2.1 million.
Who, by the way, right now is laughing because he got the deal of the century. Because, first off, it's Mariah Carey's engagement ring. It's going to be a little bit of added bonus on top of that. And then it's also 35 carats. If he bought for $10 million and now he bought it for $2.1 million, I mean, come on, you do the math.
But if you're Mariah Carey, like, she didn't buy it. Someone bought it for her, so $2.1 million is better than $0, right?
And Mariah doesn't even need the money.
So it's a bigger question, though, right? So Mariah sold back her engagement ring. What do you do with the stuff of your ex? Whether it's a husband, a boyfriend, 312-946-4995. Brittany from Schaumburg. Explain.
Yeah, we just broke up because I was going to college, and all those notes from high school I kept in like an Xbox, and it's just funny to look back at now.
Wait, you kept all the notes in an Xbox?
Like the box for the Xbox.
Yes.
I thought you were doing like digital notes in like your Xbox. You were like hiding them for some reason.
Oh, no, I don't have an Xbox. I have a box from my exes.
All right, Brittany, let's play along right now. Here we go. If we were to do this, what would one of those notes say?
Oh God, it'd be very embarrassing.
Tell us!
Why don't we all get together this weekend and torch the Xbox?
Yeah, I would love that. Let's do it.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. So all relationships don't last forever. And then you got to ask yourself, what do I do with all the stuff that my ex got me, like Mariah Carey? She was engaged. She had a 35-carat diamond engagement ring, by the way. Wow. It cost $10 million. Well, the other day, she was probably looking at it going, hey, I don't need this. So she sold it for $2.1 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to handle things. We should all have such problems in life. Mariah Carey gets $2.1 million for a failed engagement.
You're welcome. Krista
from the South Loop, good morning.
Hi, y'all. How y'all doing?
Wait, from the South Loop or from the South as in like Georgia with the y'all?
No, I'm from Georgia, but I live in the South Loop now.
All right.
Well, welcome to Chicago, Krista.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about what happens after a breakup. Do you sell stuff? What do you do?
Keep it, honey. I'm not giving not now one thing back. It's all mine. You gave it to me for a reason. I refuse to give it back. Sorry, partner.
So even let's just say it was like an engagement ring. It didn't happen. You're keeping the ring.
Listen. You took that risk when you met me. It's my ring.
I thought they were supposed to say that Southern girls have like different values than the girls here.
She's a Chicago Southern girl, right?
Oh, honey, I still have my Southern charm. But darling, especially if he cheated on me, because this happened to me before I was engaged. He cheated. I have every right to keep my ring now. Every single right.
So what happens if someone wants to offer you, just say, $22,000 for it?
Ooh, honey, that's sending somebody's kids to college with $22,000 now. That's
and it's not going to be his kids, right?
Nope, not today. Not today. Yes.
Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. We have Hannah on the phone. Tell us about your failed relationship.
Okay, well, one time I met this guy actually at a hardware store. To make a long story short, I guess, we went out for this nice date because he thought I was cute. I thought he was cute. And we went to the mall and he ended up buying me stuff from Victoria's Secret. I don't know why. He just felt like spending
money. Wait. On the first date, this guy was buying you stuff from Vicky's?
Yeah, I swear to God. And it was like the strangest thing because I didn't even know who he was and I don't even know why he was buying stuff, but I wasn't going to say no, right?
Right.
So, right. So, we actually even went to a hotel room. Like, this guy must have been a baller or something.
On the first night?
Yeah.
You know how many guys want your number right now?
You're talking to one of them, actually. Hey.
I actually have a boyfriend now. Sorry.
Commercial free on US 99. All right, Alexis from Oak Brook, when you broke up with your man, what did you do with all the stuff he got you?
Well, I haven't been in a long enough relationship where I get something really extravagant, but I've gotten a lot of stuffed animals.
That he won from a carnival or something?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely one of those girls who are like, you need to win me something. It's a ritual. You have to.
All right, so you guys break up. What do you do with all the teddy bears and stuffed animals you have?
Well, I keep them. Why should I throw away something that's so cute just because he's an a-hole?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.